Oh, Ryan, we can joke, we can have fun, but then the day is truly here, and it's a smidge sad, and it's also fun.
Yeah, it's, this is the last DNVR Beth show with RK and Dre in this format.
In this format. And you guys can be sad, I want to just say, we'll still be around doing all sorts of betting content. Particularly me. The show has been spun off in two other markets, which will also still be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We've survived 3 years, almost over 730 shows.
Wow.
It's sad, but I'd say an overwhelming success, and it has been a true treat to do this with Big Rhino and Yaya on this second half of the Bets journey. It's been a blast, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been like incredible.
If
honestly.
Only this show was enjoyed by the masses as much as it's enjoyed by the three of us, we'd probably still be doing it.
Sure. But and I mean, on a big like Nuggets playoffs, we still can, we can bring in the audience.
Totally. But we got to change it up a little bit and see if we can reach some new people with a new format. So that's the reason why it's changing. Not to mention time constraints,
yeah,
and all those sorts of things.
That's right.
But in the end, this was honestly like a really, really fun show all the way through.
Oh, and I mean, the beauty of it is we had our first show May 4th, 2020. I went back to listen to that show. We did a whole special like previewing that season's NFL lines using my systems. The next show was Drew Lock props. Like, we were really figuring it out. And I mean, man, in these last 3 years, we've come on air with all sorts of shit going on in our personal lives, in the world. And this has just been like a beautiful, you know, way to unplug.
Totally.
Maybe make some jokes, be a little sassier, be a little more sarcastic or negative on those days, but still like laugh through it. And I think for, you know, for all three of us, this was often the best part of our day. Or
absolutely.
Certainly ranked high there, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's just been a blast, man.
I think you touched on it a little bit, but the craziest part about this is when this show started.
Yeah, nothing was going on.
We, you know, I'll take you guys all the way behind the curtain. In March of 2020, obviously COVID hits. Sports are shut down. We've just opened a sports bar. And our sports network was really like trending up as fast as it had ever trended. Well, sports are taken away entirely from us. And so we are scrambling. We lose tons of sponsors throughout the network. We're trying to figure out what we do because we talk about sports and there's no sports happening. And all the while, sports betting becomes legal in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I believe it was May 1st that it became legal in Colorado.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we have going for us is audience and community, and thankfully, you know, the sports betting companies understood that, came to us and said, hey, we want you guys, you know, we want to do this. We want you guys to do a betting focused show. And that's actually, we said, well, we want to do a betting focused show and this, that, and the other thing happens. And they're like, cool. Can you start right when we start? We're like, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
And I were like, I guess we'll hop online and try this. But
yes. So
not quite sure what we were going to do.
I even remember like our first show wasn't even in studio because everyone was working remotely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was in Steamboat and we're talking about the KBO. And I remember staying up. They like made all the KBO games for the opening night of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like available to everyone on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
And they put them at a time that like wasn't ridiculous. It was like 9 p.m. or something U.S. time because they just knew they could get such a large audience for this. So that was our, we were betting on the KBO talking about Broncos season-long props, assuming that a season would happen.
Right.
And
incredible.
This, like the company and the bar, survived talking about nothing for a while.
Amazingly. And then even when we had stuff to talk about, we chose to talk about nothing, which is the genius of this show.
One of my favorite all-time moments was Arcade throwing a goat across the set on the bar set and almost hitting me as he threw it.
That was probably Eric's least favorite moment of this show. He got like actually mad at me about that. One of the very few times he's actually been mad at me.
That's incredible.
Because he got the goat for the goaties. He had that like custom made. And the goatee broke like everything around here. If you exist in this area for long enough, you'll break too.
In this set, we will break you.
Like
no doubt.
Bobbleheads, awards, cords, microphones, TVs.
We'll crush you straight up.
Everything that exists in here breaks. So the goatee broke. I thought that was meant it was like fair game to just keep breaking it. So I don't even remember why. Oh, we were sacrificing a goat. Because we were on a freezer.
No, it was a retrograde. It was when a Mercury
Mercury was a retrograde, so we had to sacrifice a goat to get out of the depths. So
Mercury
I chucked
retrograde
it down
was a thing.
Yeah, so I chucked it down the stairs, and then it, like, really, really broke. And Eric was down there, and he was like, I was going to get this fixed. And he was very upset. But broke the freezer.
That's sad. We're going to play some games. We're going to go over some clips. Some old clips?
Yeah. So I'm like hosting this show, but I actually don't know what's
happening.
You
don't know anything that's going on, which is what's beautiful. Yeah, can you just throw us the Morikawa clip as just like an amuse-bouche? And then we'll get into a Denver sports futures draft for
Let's
you,
Let's take a trip down memory lane here. See some old clips.
Yeah, that, Classic Ben's passion.
This is bad.
Oh no, this is terrible.
Honestly, cancel the show.
Well, throw us the pick draft. We have other clips that are not from Twitter that'll work great. I'm sure. Okay. Yeah, y'all got the. Oh. Give me a minute.
Okay, we're gonna get there. This is it wouldn't be this show if there wasn't some bumps.
Do you want to talk about some favorite historic bets, Ryan?
Oh,
okay. Like Colin Morikawa.
Well, let's. Let's do Colin Morikawa, and then we'll talk about some of the best bets ever.
He's got it. He's got it. There's our guy.
I think it's like a nothing to lose tournament for some of these bigger names. And so I wonder if just a guy, you know, that I was looking at, like a Colin Morikawa, who's like a guy who's playing good golf and isn't going to, you know, take anything for granted because he's young and he's, you know, he's still – played less than 30 tournaments on the tour and he sees this as like I'm gonna take this one super seriously and go win myself, you know, $1 million for while all these other guys are, you know, trying to experiment.
But Morikawa, he's got the fifth most money bet placed on him, so the sharps agree with you, my man.
Morikawa trade.
Oh, all aboard.
Morikawa, three different Morikawa bets. Yeah. We're going to live or die with Morikawa.
Oh, my God.
Morikawa, Colin Morikawa. We're calling on Colin here to come through for us. I'm all in on Morikawa. Everyone's a risky pick when Morikawa is going to mow down the whole field. Morikawa, his name is on there. Pick it. Morikawa.
Now, say my name.
Colin Morikawa.
Goddamn right.
That one kills me every time. It kills me every time. Say my name. You went all out. I never heard of Colin Morikawa before that day.
No one had.
No, as you said in the clip, he'd been in 30 tournaments.
He'd played in 30 tournaments. That was his first ever win on the PGA Tour, was that pick that weekend.
What a legend.
And we have now also won on every single time Colin Morikawa has ever won a tournament.
Yeah, because then what do you win? The, like, British?
the next thing he won was the PGA, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I think. Maybe it was the US Open. I can't remember. And then he won the British. And then he won that other one. Remember that crazy one that went down to the last, like, him and Justin Thomas. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Both
yes.
made bombs on yes. 18. That, yeah.
That's like the one golf shot I'll never forget. Like, it, that ball just like going past that little alley there. Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
Colin Morikawa, probably
it's like I've heard it before, you know?
Probably the second most profitable person, individual from this show's history.
Yeah, I mean, and Jokic only has him beat because of the MVPs.
And because of just the night in, night out nature of it.
Yeah, I mean, those triple doubles, you're getting quite the juice on them.
Yeah, but you get the MVPs. I mean, we've won 4 or 5 tournaments on Colin with, oh, you know, baby beluga odds at least every time. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Right. We need to get into.
What are the 5 most profitable athletes on some the show? Of
our. So
it has to be El Perro.
No.
Jokic. Yeah, dude. I mean, Dre made some money on that. Dude. He did. 2 years.
El Perro. I don't know that we. I feel like Cale Makar with those Norris bets plus the kind of Cale props. Kale's never like murdered on props because there's never been a ton of. It's definitely honestly, more Miko
shots on goal.
Miko shots on goal. We rode for a long time.
Made a lot of money off of that. Jokic, Morikawa.
There might be an underdog from March Madness.
No football players.
No. We suck at football.
The though. Under just underdogs in March Madness in general.
Yeah.
That's third.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, Miko's way up there on 2.5 shots on goal. I mean, Money Printer Jr.
Yeah.
But then he was out for damn near
forever,
2 seasons.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if there is a top 5.
I'm not sure either. Let's go to our pick draft. Yeah, you ready to fire that up? So this is one of our favorite traditions. You haven't made your picks, and we get to do a pick draft. And I'm going all Denver futures on you.
Love this.
And you got to pick 3 for us. So we're going to talk it out.
Just me?
Yeah, you're going to find your best 3, but I'll kind of agree with you on it. And these are all odds from Bet365, of course. Oh, do this draft style.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Let's do that. I love that idea. So Broncos
Ray
to make the playoffs.
Also came up with the show, just so you guys know, he did all the work.
I came up, I like sent this over the weekend. I thought this out. Buffs over 3.5 wins, Yoke MVP, Nuggets to win the chip. That's boosted, like the Avs to win a chip. Nuggets to win the in-season tourney, Mac to win the heart, Kale to win the Norris. You get the first pick.
Are we snaking it?
Yeah, let's snake
it. It's kind of hard to snake. That's fine.
Do a conventional draft.
Well, this is obvious. Buffs over 3.5 wins. Lock of the century.
Yeah, it kind of is. Kind of criminal. You're getting that at plus money.
The only thing I'll say about this particular bet is I think you'd end up just making more money by betting Buffs money line every week.
I mean, you would think the book will pick up on that sooner rather than later, right?
That's fair.
But yeah, for me, it's like, I mean, I've got to put down conference slate. You might make some big money.
Yeah, like I've got to put down a sizable amount to sit on that 3.5 all year when I know I could just be betting on the games.
It's a good point. It's a good point. I can't wait to bet on them to win the 2024 Big 12, by the way.
Oh, let's go.
I will take the Nuggets to win the championship.
Back to back.
Yeah, I just don't think the rest of the NBA has been able to close that gap nearly enough.
There is no closing the gap on Jokic.
No. Or, I mean, they have the best 1, they have the best 2, they have the best 3, they have the best 4. I think they have the best starting 5 in the league. To have all those best combinations, you're pretty tough to beat.
But here's the thing is, now Jokic knows exactly what it takes to win a championship.
Yep.
And yep. He is so calculated in the way that he goes about things and the energy that he expends. And he did it with ease.
Mm-hmm.
How many games? 18?
Yeah. They lost 3, right?
So 17.
No, they lost 4. Sorry.
Okay. 18 games. It took him 18 games to win the championship. He knows exactly what this is, and he can solve a team so quickly that I don't know if they can beat him. I'm so excited for that to happen.
And they have enough shooting and talent around him to where that's going to happen.
So here's the thing. Everyone has awoken to the fact that they did Nikola Jokic dirty last year.
Yep.
And so I think he's getting a retroactive MVP.
And he's a walking 30-12-9.
Well, that's what I mean. The stats are always going to back him up. The advanced metrics are always going to back him up.
Yeah.
And I almost, what I mean by retroactive is not to say that he's not going to have an MVP season this year, but I almost think every voter who didn't vote for him has like an internal bias now to lean his way this year because they realize they did him wrong. We should be talking about Nikola Jokic having arguably the best NBA season of all time.
Yeah. We should.
MVP, finals MVP, and average a triple-double.
Which is very much on the table. And so that would, I think that's the consensus third pick here.
Yes. Jokic MVP is oh, your pick.
I mean, if we go snake draft, that'd be my pick.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
we
yeah
go
that's all
otherwise,
yours.
It's who would you take fourth?
I mean, I'm going the easy route here, but giving McCarr to win the Norris. And I'm saying the easy route because I'm now going the second lowest odds on the board.
Yeah.
But let's not kid ourselves about this. He's the best defender in the NHL by a wide margin. All he has to do to win it is stay healthy.
For sure. And I mean, I just think that Avs team relies on him more and more and more. And he's another guy who's a walking, you know, just absurd stat line. And that defense is so deep, it like affords him to like play those high leverage minutes.
One more year with Taves, right?
That's a good one. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Who would you go with your third then?
So my third and final pick off of this board.
Oh, man. That in-season tourney for the Nugs is interesting.
You're saying I can pick anything, Yaya?
You used to do it all the time. You used to be like off
the
board.
You could go off the board if
it's
you want.
It's an off the board future.
Where are you going to get? Like a CSU win total under? Like
no, CU to win the Pac-12. Get spicy.
No, I am going. Who are we on today?
What do you mean?
Bet365?
Bet365, of course, okay, cool. Of course, yeah. You know.
Let me just double check what's going on over at Bet365, and then I'll get back. So you can have anything on the board if you want it.
I think I will take Broncos to make the playoffs. It's, I think Mac to win the Hart could be very intriguing. I think he's going to have a ginormous year. I think Avs to win the chip has some value. But ultimately, I think Broncos to make the playoffs with this defense, with Sean Payton figuring this offense out, with Russ channeling his inner Drew Brees, getting the ball out quick. I think that's the best combo of like safety and value here. So that's what I'm going with.
No, it's not up right now. Not up on Bet365.
Oh, gosh. What is it?
But I'm going to give it to you anyway. You guys can just wait for it to pop up.
Oh,
the thing is, you want to get this as soon as you can, because the second that the Buffs play TCU close, this is going to shift. But it opened up as Nebraska. It actually, I think, opened up at Nebraska minus 13.5. Now it's down to Nebraska minus 8.5. Take Colorado money line against Nebraska.
You're getting the far better quarterback.
Oh, yes.
It's crazy.
And the better coaching
staff.
Why not
just give out the Buffs money line against TCU?
I would. I just, that one is going to be a close game to me. It's a toss up and it's on the road. To me, the Nebraska game is your safer bet, and you're still getting like plus 500 value on that.
That's a good one. Rhino's all buffed out, and I love it. I love it for us this season, just like I love all my homies getting to enjoy Factor Meal Kit, Ryan, with that code DMVR50. The show history with some non-betting reads for us. which you love to see.
That is show history.
What's really got me intrigued is them and all these like breakfast and add-on options. I'm seeing the shakes, of course.
Oh, the shakes are so good.
I'm reading about pancakes and bacon and cheddar egg bites and stuff like that. Yum. You know, that sounds like something I'd be interested. They offer all sorts of dietary stuff. And what's great is they're tasty, easy, and super convenient. You know, it's you can just zap them in the microwave for 2 seconds. You can put them in the oven for a couple minutes. Whatever you prefer for your convenience. As I said, dietary restrictions. And right now, our listeners, with that code DMVR50, can get 50% off. Head to factormeals.com/DMVR50 and use that code DMVR50 to get 50% off. That's code DMVR50 at factormeals.com/DMVR50. Check them out, man. Get crazy lifestyles these days. You got to get make things easy.
Number
on
one easiest way to stay on a diet is Factor. They just have it's just ready for you. Like the number one time I cheat on my diet is because I'm too hungry and I don't have the right food in the house.
That's every single day for me.
Yes.
Really
quick, you can put that as the money on that as +260. Well, you can put it at +260 now.
Okay, that's great. That's some futures big threes for us. Ryan, if I said I was ready to guess some Broncos spreads for the entire season, what would you say?
Is that possible?
Is that possible? Yes, indeed, it's possible.
Oh, my God.
Another of our favorite games, guess the lines. Now, if you've murdered me, and there is a mercy rule in this.
Okay.
You know, like, we will cut this short if it's not competitive.
Okay.
Some of these, though, they've come down to the wire, right?
Do you think it's fair to say I'm the all-time champ of Guess the Line?
I think you are.
Okay, all right.
I think you are.
I think I am, too. Not by a lot, though.
No, not by a lot. I had,
like, a 60 win percentage.
Yeah. No, you do well, though, and you do well with like, no prep. You haven't thought it through. You're really just reacting.
That's the story of literally my entire life.
I know. It's a talent.
This is going to be harder, though. Because I read vibes when I make these guesses.
The whole season, yes. So, yeah, you tell me when you're ready. Oh, I'm never ready. Okay.
Do we have more clips?
Dude, you won't believe
so excited for clips.
Some of the clips we found. Yaya and I were slacking back and forth about them last night.
All right.
Electric stuff.
Raiders at Broncos, week 1. Give me Broncos -2.5.
I am going to go with Broncos -3.5.
Oh.
Oh, well.
I, too, am not prepared, but no one would know.
Uh-huh.
It's the difference between me and you.
I didn't come pre-guessed. Usually I come pre-guessed.
Oh, wow. So you're also not prepped.
Yeah, I'm not prepped. I prepped the rest of the show.
We've got 10 minutes, friends.
Oh, well. Okay. Favorite old shtick, Ryan? I mean, they'd be on the ESPN app, yeah.
Oh, that's how you found these?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll join the ESPN app.
Uh-huh.
So go to the ESPN app and then what? Go to the Broncos schedule?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Good stuff. Favorite Thank what? You favorite recurring bit?
Yeah, favorite shticks.
Probably the one that made me laugh the hardest was What's in My Crack?
What's in my crack? I forgot all about that. Thick King and Thick Prince were a good one.
Yeah. Who's on line one?
Who's on line one is an all time. I will have recurring, but I'll switch them up. Bets on the Bets show? I could have a Who's
you could
on,
have a
line,
who's on
one.
Line one. You could call me.
I could. Absolutely. Yeah. Pick your thoughts.
All right, what was your pick?
I said -2.5.
I said -3.5.
-3.5. Dre gets a point.
On the money. Let's go.
Nice start.
Good,
impressive.
Good. Exactamundo. Beautiful. Guess the lines. One of my favorite recurring bits as well.
Oh, yes. Which side are you on?
Oh, which side are you? I was thinking, could we do a bring it back like once a week for Guess the Lines?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Okay. It's a pretty long segment.
Okay. It's a long segment.
I would bring back, this is what I thought you were going to say. Which side are you on?
Oh, right, because you're college pilled.
Yeah.
Come on the buffs and do what side are you on?
Well, or you could just like send me the picks and I respond and then you can use it on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Sam Howell and the Mandos coming to the Mile High City to take on the Broncos.
Broncos minus 5.5.
Oh, I like that a lot. Shit, this is actually why you got to come pre-guest.
Yeah.
If not, I could just...
Oh, then we're going to have to start alternating.
Prices right you every time, because minus 6 does sound good.
Okay, go for it.
Damn it. Minus 6.
You guys are both wrong. It's minus 3.5.
Okay, I win.
Oh, back-to-back minus 3.5.
Yeah, now you have to guess first.
Okay.
For the next two.
Love this.
Then we'll go back to alternating.
Yeah, beautiful. Ooh, Boulder Zone, Mike McDaniel.
Not from Boulder.
No?
But Colorado Zone.
Oh, where's he from?
I don't know. He went to Cherry Creek, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay. Give me Delfines. Minus 3. Handards. No, that's a bitch to travel to Miami. Give me 3.5 for the Fins.
It is so messed up not having
it's
a free
so
guess.
Tough.
I will go...
Should I pre-guess him right now while you're thinking?
No, minus 3.
Minus 3.5.
He got it on the money.
Dude, that's good. Okay, keep us rolling. Oh, man, this is going to be tragic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going minus 2 Broncos on this one. I think the Bears are going to get annihilated, dude.
I thought you were going to say you thought it was tragic because the Bears are going to be favored. I'll go Broncos minus 1.
I said
2.5. No.
Minus 2 for the Broncos.
Yeah,
we're just getting prices right each other the entire time.
It's Broncos minus 1.
Oh, on the money. Let's go, baby. The thing about Price is Righting is Price is Right, you can't go over. In this, you have to know, are they high or are they low?
Right. This becomes a what side are you on?
Yeah. It really does. All right, week 6, Broncos at Chiefs. Yikes. Let's go Chiefs minus 8.
Oh, wait, wrong one.
That's fine. Let's just do this one.
Ooh, the revenge game. What do you think, Ryan? I'm guessing this one. Broncos revenge game.
No,
Jets it's mine. With Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no, because I just gave you my Chiefs guess, so you got to go first here.
Give me Broncos minus 1.5 on this one.
Give me
so torn.
Jets minus 1.
It's Jets minus 1 right on the dot.
Ooh. Whoa.
We're so fucking dialed right now.
Okay, and you said Chiefs minus 8?
Yep.
I'm actually going to go Chiefs.
Wait, that's Chiefs. No. Go back to week 6, Drake.
Week 6. Week 6 at right. Arrowhead. Yeah. Week 6 at Arrowhead, I'm going to say it's Chiefs minus 6.5. I like this idea on better, though.
Chiefs minus 8.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
This is an all-time performance.
More exact lines here than we have, like...
In, like, a month.
Yeah. Insane.
Week 7, Packers at Broncos. No one knows anything about the Packers, so I think we go... Standard home 3.
See, I'll give the Broncos a little more respect. Give me Broncos minus 4. Yeah.
It's a standard home 3.
Oh no. Oh my God, he's running away.
I've never done this before.
Okay, this is tiebreaker style. You get this one. It's over.
Over.
We're cutting it
in
short.
In golf, we call this
that's
dormy.
Right. Yeah, dormy.
Yes.
Oh.
That's when you're up by as many holes are remaining. So if you tie even on that hole, it's over. Okay, so we already know what
right,
the line
it's
was.
Minus 8 in Kansas City.
So then you just take off 3 and you go Broncos minus 5.
Do you take off 3 or do you then add a home 3 for the Broncos? Is that a 6-point swing?
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either.
So you're going Broncos minus
3? No, I am saying Broncos minus... No. Chiefs minus 5.
I'm saying Bronco Chiefs minus three.
Chiefs minus 3.5.
Oh. Ooh.
I barely get that, yeah, right?
You do. Okay, cool.
We roll on.
I guess you have to guess first this time because I've done it like 3 times in a row.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, give it to me. Week
Old
nine.
Habits die hard.
Okay, we've got a bye on week 9.
Okay.
At the Bills. Ugh. I think it has to be as high as the Chiefs, if not slightly higher, because it's traveling to Buffalo. Give me Bills. Nah, Bills minus 7. Bills minus 7. Can't be as much as the Chiefs.
Oh, I'll go 7.5. I'm sorry. That was what I had in my head.
Should have gone the other way. It's Bills minus 6.
Oh,
some respect right there. Okay, I'm closing the gap after almost getting mercy ruled. I'll guess first on this. Week 11, Kirk Cousins bringing his khakis to town.
Khaki Kirk.
I'm going Vikes minus 2 with KK in town.
Give me Broncos minus 1.
Broncos minus 1.5.
Whoa. One of my favorite shticks is calling guys by
Kirky Cuzzy.
Kirky Cuzzy. Look
at those pet names, I guess.
Pet names. Yeah, it was a weird one. I had a fever dream that someone tweeted, "Real men don't say things that end in a Y."
A real tweet.
Browns at Broncos. I'll guess first on this one. I think the Sean is like done.
Oh.
I don't know if the book is aware yet, and I am a big Stefanski guy.
Hurry.
Broncos minus 1.
Broncos minus 3.
Broncos minus 1.5.
Oh.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We ride. We ride, baby.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Ooh.
In Texas. In Houston.
Future number 1 overall pick holders, Houston Texans.
Brutal.
Broncos minus 1.
Oh, it's Broncos minus 4.
Broncos minus 3.5.
Nice.
Let's go.
Nice.
Love it.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
In LA, week 14. I'll go first.
Okay.
Bolts minus 3. Standard home 3.
Chargers minus 4.
That's a draw. That's a 3.5.
I was going to say 3.5, but I didn't want to price it right. You.
Okay. Week 16, Patriots and Zeke Elliott come to town. You guess first on this one?
Broncos minus 1.
I'll go minus 2. Just what I was guessing.
It's Broncos minus 2.
Wow. Yeah.
On the money. Chargers come to town.
Yep. Bronco.
What was the Chargers
3.5?
By the way, this is the last one because the last one says NL, no line.
Oh.
Good, good.
Just so you know, Dre's up by 1.
I'm going to say this
Whoa, what?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he caught up really quick. He got like 3 in a row, my guy.
I think there's been a calculating error.
There has not. I promise you that.
I'm saying this one's a pick 'em.
Ooh, I'll go Donks minus 1.
Donks minus 1.
Wow.
Dang, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Okay, let's get into some clips real quick. But first, shout out to Bet365. As we said at the top, we still are doing betting content every single day. I actually think this will get you more picks, more betting content, more fun, more recurring bits. Just be quicker, more consumable, not have to take Rhino's time, not have to take Yaya's time. It's all thanks to Bet365, where right now you can get all those boosted abs to get a chip, Nuggets to win a chip, all those different bets we did on our futures draft. And that's on top of the $200 in bonus bets that you get for signing up. All you have to do is deposit $10, place a $1 bet. As soon as that dollar bet hits, win, lose, or tie, you can lose it, but it does need to be ended. So don't put down a future. Then boom, $200 in bonus bets hits the account right off the bat. And that's where you can start placing your futures. What I love is you just check their box, use the bonus money you have, and you can place it however much bonus money on whatever you want, however far out you want. It's been awesome. I love their app. I love how much they offer on there. And, you know, all the boost SGP. It's been really cool. Really cool to work with them. And, you know, and I think there's more stuff coming. So stay tuned for some.
By the way, Dre.
DMVR action on that end. Yes,
why
Ryan?
Would we not?
Yes.
Add to my big three this weekend. BMW Championship. Colin Morikawa plus 2,500.
Oh.
It would be the most poetic thing ever for Colin to win after the last show.
It would be legendary. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Yeah, why don't we start off by the clip where Rhino got a little heated, or if you have them in order, just hit me with the clips in order. But the one that had us cracking up, I think, would be the one to show.
Let's see.
Ryan.
So here's what I need for you guys.
Oh, Broncos releasing Ronald Darby.
Oh, God. I'm deuces. Here's what I need from you. If you've never.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me just start over. No interrupting, please.
I'm so sorry.
Here's what I need from you guys. If you've never given your life.
Yeah.
To March Madness.
Yeah.
For the shut the fuck up.
Holy shit. I don't think we should give out picks today. I think this should be it. That wow. One show I found like four clips from inducted in the Bets Hall of Fame instantly. I'll be putting the YouTube link in this description. It's an all-timer from like minute 10 to minute 30. Just must watch.
All right, gem next.
My favorite all-time quote for that, you know ball so much, came from this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Keep them coming.
I've got
yeah,
like 3 minutes. I don't even know what you meant, really. Yeah. I didn't think about it being bad. But
good.
It's bad.
Good. Yeah, I mean, we are talking about foreskin. I would tread lightly.
Oh, my God.
So.
What did it?
I said we are talking about foreskin. That's just the clip right
wow.
there.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Yeah.
Next clip.
Yeah.
Andre.
Just roll him one after
another.
You're back, man.
We're back, baby. We're back.
So much has changed since you left.
Beautiful. Usually I leave and very little has changed.
Yes.
Like the Will Smith thing alone has like revolutionized Twitter. My feed is not what it used to be when I left.
Nothing is the same.
Nothing is the same.
The only thing that's the same is that our all underdogs in the tournament strategy continues to pay dividends.
Incredible. Though that last round only one hits, but it's the two seed. We got a two seed as a dog. Like
right. It was still a profitable round.
Oh, the universe is looking after us,
and
Ryan.
Of course, nothing has shifted more. Really, just in the last 24 hours. So I guess part of this was when you were on American soil.
Yes. Yes.
But nothing has shifted more than the NBA MVP odds.
Incredible.
And in honor of that, and of course, in honor of your first show back from your
I love nothing
vacation,
more than these kind of props. Yeah.
Yes, we have a guest on today.
We're just hyped on some Jokic stuff and what have you.
The clip gathering.
But Italy did it.
Oh, they you don't even.
Yeah,
I doubt you even
right,
know this
you're
happened.
Right. You're right. Damn it. You're right.
All right. So let's build this part. Let's
we'll
get to
that?
Our dilemma of the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, actually, no. Austin the Matthews. Dilemma of the day.
I think Johnny. I think like Johnny Hazel.
Let's go. She was
ready
honest.
For it now.
It's pretty amazing. Look at that.
Italy did it. They pulled off the Euros dub first time since 68. So we have an exclusive beer contract with the good people at Breckenridge Brewery.
Right here.
Italian beer, no thank you. Not on this show. Limoncello, grappa, hard liquor. I thought that would be too much at 12:30 for us, Eric.
No.
I know
no.
you don't come
pre-lunch.
This
is how we celebrated the Euros.
I don't come pre-anything.
Wine.
I come to the show fresh, like a newborn baby. I don't know any bets. I don't know what happened. I'm happy to hear that Italy won.
Right? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It was in soccer?
Yeah, soccer. Big time.
Unbelievable.
So with an expert like you, I wanted to celebrate. What we have is This wine that my paternal grandfather made in 1991, homemade label that my other grandfather made, dedicated to my sisters who were born that year.
What?
It is the end of the bottle, which is why it's looking like this. This is what a 30-year-old dessert wine is going to look like for you folks.
I'll tell you, as a 42-year-old, that's what my insides look like.
There you go. Samesies. I'm getting there myself. I will say this. It sounds like, oh, your homemade grandfather's wine. This is going to be disgusting. My grandfather's in the Chianti, so this is technically Chianti Classico wine. So, you know, some of the best wine in the world. Only the best to celebrate. And the tradition is you can put some cookies, dip your cookies in there. When can you do that with booze, guys?
Andre, you're coming at me with a lot of information. I feel like I need to react to like six of these things that you said, one after the next.
There you go. Feel free to overreact. So,
hold on.
I'm really sad I missed that. Looks like a special moment. All right, last clip. I have to go. I'm so late.
Wait, what? No, you had the...
I think March Madness is the better one.
Okay.
Those were the two best.
I thought everyone in America just loves March Madness. In the Madden chat today, which is all Broncos fans.
Are you telling me everyone in America doesn't love March Madness?
Someone said, do you watch March Madness? Poll, yes or no? Fucking 50-50. I know. Because I was going to say, Dre, can we cancel all shows next Thursday and Friday? Because like we're a sports network. So we're saying like, hey, look, we're not going to expect our people to not watch the first two rounds of March Madness. But I thought like that would be universally accepted. But the 50% of people who don't watch it would be pissed.
What?
I know.
The survey didn't say, does your entire year revolve around March Madness?
No, it said, do you watch?
What else is on TV if not March Madness?
No, like
I thought they suspended other programming while March Madness is on.
I truly don't understand.
What?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Chronic Bacon said, I watched like the second half of it. What the fuck are you doing? That's the backwards way.
I could add what's in my crack.
Madness? What?
You're supposed to watch the first round. That's the best day.
You're like not invested in every 12 seed that's ever played in your lifetime? What?
You're not.
What is like happening?
You're not living and dying with every 3-point attempt from the Bonnies?
Holy
on Thursday afternoon?
How? If you're not irrationally upset with Sister Jean halfway through Thursday, you don't know what life is! What?
Yes.
What? What is going on, you guys?
That has to be the best show we've ever done on this network.
We peaked. We peaked.
After that, it honestly felt like everything went downhill.
There's another 5-minute bit about jinxing where Ryan just like goes off and like just spits straight knowledge. It's incredible. Again, we'll put it in the show description. We'll have picks on the regular. We're still gonna make money together and make betting content. And who knows? Maybe this frees us up for March Madness watch-alongs or something like that.
Who's fun. To say? We love you guys so much,
dude.
Those of you who watch this show and experienced all of that and so much more with us, you hold a very, very near and dear place in our heart.
And all our guests we've had on, you know, Hank was our go-to for years, and then Schwanman stepped in. Mitch was on a heater recently. Justin came always. D-Line with some amazing performances. Every producer cruise produced. Johnny A. gave us incredible insights. I mean, it's been an honor, a pleasure, and a true joy day in, day out. Thank you all. Thank you, brother.
Yaya,
thank you. Love you, man.
Love you, Yaya. For the last time. See you guys.